the glamorous mystic east, out of the desert burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, meet the purple glow of starlit skies. Four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. Ismet is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Henry Mason, a wealthy importer of jewels, meets Omar, the Wizard of Persia. The Masons own an emerald, which will bring misfortune until it is restored to its original owner. On Omar's advice, the Masons set out for the Orient to return the jewel. Omar encourages or warns Mason by means of mystic bells, the meaning of which is given in the mystic scroll on Mason's possession. Occasionally, Omar speaks to Mason by putting the American in an hypnotic trance. On the train to New York, they are followed by a mysterious foreigner. At the close of the last episode, the mystic bells ring out the message, "Danger lurks in the darkness of the day."
Never going to have any peace of mind, Henry.
Well, I warned you, my dear, this is not going to be a picnic.
Picnic? This is a positive nightmare. Cynthia, will you stop turning around and staring at people in that fashion?
Wait, Mother. Stop pulling at my sleeve.
I'm beginning to feel Cynthia was right after all, Mr. Mason.
What does Gerald mean, Henry?
Well, lean over and I'll tell you, but don't let it look as if we were holding a conference.
Daddy, Jerry, he's gone. Bacon.
Hold on. What on earth are you talking about?
Quiet, Martha. Please, not so loud. Cynthia has been watching one of the passengers. Third berth to the rear. I'm certain I've seen that fellow in one of the bazaars in the Orient.
Gracious, why do they ever allow these foreigners here? They're never up to any good.
Don't be silly, Martha.
That man's been watching us ever since we left Mexico. Do you think he's interested in the mystic scroll, Henry?
Very likely.
Oh, I wish you'd burnt it before you left Persia.
Will you compose yourself, Martha, please?
I've got it, Mr. Mason.
What, Jerry?
Tell us, Jerry.
Some more trouble, I'm sure.
Perhaps not. I don't know. But I've been trying to figure out the last message you received through the mystic bell. Do you recall the exact words?
Wait. I'll look at the scroll.
No, don't take it out again.
Oh, I remember, Daddy. It was something like, "Danger lurks in the darkness of day."
That's it. That's right, sweetheart. Danger lurks in the darkness of day.
There's no meaning in those words, Gerald.
Not the first time you hear them, but I think I've got the solution.
What's it, Jerry?
I think I know what you're driving at.
Well, the only time of the day in a moving train when there's darkness is when the train passes through a tunnel.
A tunnel? Oh, I knew it.
That's it, Jerry. A tunnel. I have an idea. There's a tunnel somewhere on the way. Let's find out.
You stay here, Mr. Mason. I'll ask the conductor.
Be careful, Jerry. What's that man who's been sitting behind us?
Just let him start something.
Oh, I was feeling something dreadful is going to happen. Oh, I'm just a bundle of nerves.
Oh, Mother, please. You're getting us all so jumpy.
I can't help it, dear.
Now, Martha, everything's going to be all right.
I've heard that every minute, and it doesn't help. It's not true, Henry.
What's keeping Jerry, Daddy? I'm going to stay where he is.
You stay right here, Cynthia. You're not going about alone on this awful train.
Oh, don't be silly, Mother.
Quiet, both of you. People are staring at us.
But I'm worried about Jerry, Daddy. Oh, I wish he wouldn't be so long.
Well, he's only been gone a minute, my child.
Oh, here he comes. Thank heaven.
What's he in such a hurry about?
Jerry's found out something, I'll bet.
What's happened, Jerry?
Listen, everybody. We go through a tunnel, all right. Any moment now. It's a pretty long tunnel, too. Takes us over a minute.
Well, what are you going to do, Henry?
Just sit tight and be on the alert.
Did you see that man, Jerry?
No, he wasn't in the smoker. But look what I found.
A cigarette butt. Gerald Martin.
Why, George. A Persian cigarette, too. That's funny. The last time I saw one was in the Orient.
There's something printed on the paper.
Yes, it's made in Shiraz.
Shiraz? Why, Henry, that...
That's my headquarters in Persia. Strange.
I knew it was a foreign cigarette. That's why I picked it up.
It belonged to that man. I know it.
Here we go. It's the tunnel.
Hold my hand, Henry. Cynthia, stay close to me.
Daddy, there he is.
Who?
That man. I saw his face in the doorway. Oh, what's happening?
Look out. The lights are out.
Oh, what was that?
Conductor! Conductor! The light!
Put your heads down. That was meant for us.
What, Jerry?
Didn't you feel it go by? Some heavy object.
Conductor! The light! This infernal darkness.
Oh, mercy on us. Cynthia, where are you? Oh, I'm here, Mother. Please keep still.
Light! Light! Here they are.
Oh, thank heaven.
Is everybody safe?
Look. Look, Daddy, look. What is it?
A fire extinguisher. Someone threw it at us when the lights went out.
It might have been killed.
No might about it. That thing's heavy.
Jerry, it was the man in the doorway.
Quite possible. Wait. Here we are, out of the tunnel.
Where are you going, Jerry? You're not going.
Oh, it's
Jerry.
All right. My gun is handy. I'm going to find that fellow.
Oh, be careful. Jerry, whatever you do, this is horrible, isn't it?
Yes, it looks bad, my dear.
Why not call in the police, Daddy?
Won't do. They wouldn't believe us. They think we were crazy.
Look, there's Jerry talking to the conductor.
I think we ought to report this to the police.
Oh. We're stopping, Daddy. Let's get Jerry's advice. Here he comes.
Looks like an unusually large crowd on the platform. Hello, Jerry. Find out anything?
Well, I didn't tell the conductor about the fire extinguisher.
Why not, Gerald?
I think we'd better keep our experience to ourselves. But I did inquire about that passenger.
What did you find out?
The conductor couldn't understand why I was so interested, but was sure that the fellow left the train at the previous stop.
Oh, that's rubbish. I saw him before the lights went out.
Well, I saw no sense in arguing about it.
Gerald Martin, I suppose you think I'm blind.
Now, Cynthia.
You're sure you saw him, Cynthia?
Oh, I'm positive. And I don't care who believes it either. That goes for you too, Jerry.
Why do you take that attitude, Cynthia?
Well, here we are, starting again.
There they are. I told you. There he is.
Who?
That man, of course. The man on the train. He was in that crowd, staring at us.
Where has he gone?
Yes, where is he? How do I know? I tell you, he was there a moment ago.
Cynthia, you're imagining.
Mother, the next one who says I'm imagining is going to catch.
Well, after all, Cynthia.
After what?
Now, stop all the arguments.
I didn't start.
Well, I'm sure I didn't.
Well, come on, Jerry. I'm going to drag you off before there's any bloodshed.
Where are you going, Henry?
To the smoker. How about it, Jerry?
Do you mind, Cynthia?
Why ask me? I'm going to the observation car for a magazine. Come on, Mother.
I'm staying right here.
You don't have to be mad at me, Cynthia.
I'll ask for your advice when I need it.
Okay.
How about that smoke, Mr. Mason?
Well, let's go. Let's go.
What do you make of it all, Mr. Mason?
Well, I'll tell you, Jerry. There's one angle to it that I don't like.
What's that?
You remember that cigarette butt that you picked up?
Sure, I have it in my pocket. Well, here it is.
Let me examine that again. Thanks. Just as I thought.
What's wrong now?
Well, that's funny. Maybe just a coincidence, I don't know.
What?
You recall my telling you of how I came to visit Omar the Wizard?
Sure. Some merchant friend of yours in Shiraz took you to him. Wasn't that it?
Yes. And here's the strange part of the whole affair. This merchant, his name is Marlouf, seemed quite concerned about my bad luck in business and very insistent that I see Omar.
Well, what was wrong with that? He was a friend of yours, wasn't he, this fellow Malu?
Well, that's what I always thought. Until an hour ago.
I don't follow you, Mr. Mason.
Well, Jerry, this cigarette is exactly the same as the ones that Malu, the merchant of Shiraz, had made for his own use.
That's bad. Are you certain, Mr. Mason? After all, cigarettes have a habit of looking alike.
Yes, I know, but I'm absolutely sure. I've smoked enough of these very cigarettes to know what I'm talking about.
Well, if that's the case, why should Malouf have sent you to Omar?
Well, that's what I can't figure out. It's a mystery to me. Oh. Jerry.
What's the matter, Mr. Mason? Are you ill?
No. I'm well. Quite well.
Here, lean against my shoulder. Steady now.
It's the call. The call of Omar.
It is I, Omar of Persia. I speak to you from across the seas.
Yes, Omar.
You are following the right course. Have courage.
What of these dangers, Omar?
It is written in the history of the Emerald that danger will always accompany the search for its original owner.
You have a special message for me, Omar?
It is written that I can only warn or encourage. That is all. But he who has vision understands that which is hidden.
What is hidden?
That which you hold in your hand. That which brings fleeting pleasure.
My hand. The cigarette.
Omar of Persia can only warn or encourage. Do not question.
And will I hear your voice again?
Do not question. This hope alone can Omar bring to your troubled heart. The mystic bells. They will ring.
I will await them eagerly, Omar.
The blessings of Omar accompany you. Courage. Courage.
Mr. Mason.
Yes, Jerry.
Was that another tramp?
Yes. I think I have a clue. Cigarette butt.
You mean
this merchant Malouf is mixed up in some way with these mysterious happenings? There they are, Jerry. The bells. The mystic bells of Omar. Quiet, Jerry. Quiet. Two. One. Two.
What do the numbers mean? What does the score say?
Wait. Here it is. 2-1-2. That means beware. The heart of a woman is weak. Great heavens! That's Martha!
Happened to Mrs. Mason. Don't fail to hear the next episode in this thrilling story.